Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for a new day. Thank you that you speak. Thank you. We have a new king. We have a new kingdom. And I thank you. You speak so that we can partake of the goodness that is laid out for our life on a daily basis. So thank you for today. Today's word of light that brings life, love, all through revelation, Lord. Awake us to be everything you made us to be, Lord. In the spirit, not in the flesh, no longer. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious disciples, beloveds of the Lord, brides of Christ. Our scriptures this morning is Ephesians chapter 5, and we're starting from 14, verse 14 to 17.
Arise, you sleeper, rise up from your coffin, and the Anointed One will shine His light into you. So be very careful how you live, not being like those with no understanding.
No, don't have. We must have understanding. And I think of 1 John 5:20. He says, the Son of God has come, and He has given us understanding to know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true. This is the God quality of life. Amen. So read on, Master Billy.
But live honorably with true wisdom, for we are living in evil times. Take full advantage of every day as you spend your life for His purposes. And don't live foolishly, for then you will have discernment to fully understand God's will.
Amen. We mustn't live foolishly. We must live every day for the Lord. And we can just see, you know, prior to this, it says, it speaks about the people in darkness. And it says, and it is foolishness for us to even speak such things. So it's in arising, it's in hearing the voice of the King. I think of Hebrews 12, where it talks about Hebrews 12 from verse 22, where it says, we have come to the city of the living God. You know, and then it goes on to say you need to read from verse 22 right to the end, because that's the kingdom of God that is coming, and it's shaking everything, and everything else will fall. But it's only His kingdom, because it's only His bride, and it's only His faith, because there's one God and there's one Savior, and that's what's going to stay. And so it says, the Son of God, He speaks, and we must take heed to what He's saying. And that's why it's morning by morning being awoken to hear what the Lord has got to say. I think of Isaiah 32, the King is reigning in righteousness, and rulers rule with justice. And so verse 8 says, the noble people, we need to understand we've been brought into the King's house. We are children of the King. We are sons of the King. Amen. And he says, noble people, kingly people, make noble plans, and by noble plans they stand. So it's on a daily basis we draw close, and it's on a daily basis we hear. I love this in the TPT and in the Message. It says, arise from your coffin. So we were dead, but we are become alive when the Spirit speaks to us, when the Son leads us, the Lord is our shepherd. And that's where we start partaking of this new name. We start partaking of the destiny, and we bring heaven to earth. And that's what it's all about, guys. I think of the Shulamite, the married to Solomon, and we are the bride married to Christ now, to bear fruits to God, Romans 7 verse 4. And there we see, as she meditates, as she sits and she meditates, truth is bursting her, revelation comes, and it makes her pregnant. And then the Lord comes and lifts her out of the desert. And so He lifts us out into more of His goodness. His thoughts towards us is as numerous as the sea sand. And that's where we start arising and shining, because that fire of God is now burning in our heart. I also think of Isaiah 50 verse 11, the last verse there. It says, if He doesn't light the fire, you will lie down in torment. And so God lights the fire, and then we see in Song of Songs chapter 8, where we see then the bride moves into the heights, moves into the goodness, moves with the Lord into fulfilling and being everything He made her to be. And that's what it's all about, guys. Amen. We've been bought with a price to hear and wake up and let our light shine. Amen. So arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.